You are listening to Mark Hatmaker Rough and Tumble Raconteur. This is a grab bag of old school Western martial arts, resurrected indigenous ways and empirical musings tinged with a heavy dose of respect, admiration, let's call it hero worship, for these hosses of yore. Hey crew, this is Mark Hatmaker coming to you from the Comancheria. On today's episode, I think we're going to do a little bit of a change of pace here. We're going to talk about a single individual. We're going to call this maybe a profile in frontier badassery. We're going to talk about a man named Thalis Tucker Cook. That first name, Thalis, T-H-A-L-I-S. Mr. Cook was born in Uvalde County, Texas. He was born as Thalis Tucker Cook, and he enlisted in Company F of the Frontier Battalion of the Texas Rangers on June 4th, 1874, under the command of renowned Captain Neil Coldwell. Now, at the time that Mr. Cook signed on, he was just 16 years old. He was the youngest lawman ever to serve in this particular unit. 16. Keep that in mind. A lot of us don't know what we want in the world whatsoever. He's already a Texas Ranger. Now, in contrast to the rough style of many frontier lawmen, Mr. Cook, throughout his career, remained a very serious Bible student and led a fervently religious life. He no doubt even prayed for his wayward cousin out in New Mexico Territory. That was one of Billy the Kid's buddies. That's Tom O'Fallier, who was later signed by Posse, headed by Lincoln County Sheriff. One Mr. Pat Garrett, you might have heard of him as well. Now, Mr. Cook, how bad did he want it? Well, he's 16. Here he is enlisting with the Frontier Battalion. He must be doing it out of sense of justice because he's a studious, non-swearing a Bible student. Always got the good book there in his saddlebags or in his kit. And he was also an epileptic. Yeah. Get this. Thalis, he trained his horse, or whatever horse he had at the time, to stand completely still during his seizures and resulting losses of consciousness. He had the seizure so badly he would lose consciousness. So he trained that horse to stay still, so he remained atop the horse. Once the attack passed, it was then back to normal for both the man and the horse. In fact, it seemed the disability, I'm not sure what the proper word for it is. I just say this is just a hurdle for a man with this kind of determination. This affected Cook hardly at all. I mean, throughout West Texas, he was known as a crack shot with both the rifle and the six-shooter. And also when it got in the scrum, even without the weapons, whenever he was fighting, he was recalled as being demon-like. So it sounds like even without the weapons, good to go. I mean, big hoss spirit. Still not, I mean, think about that. 16, it is not just to be known as a badass, it's the sense of justice. And then we have what many people would think is a huge hurdle in life, and he figures out a way to still make it work for him. And we're still not done with how bad do you want it. Now, after two separate enlistments with the Rangers service, Cook signed on as a deputy sheriff of Presidio County in the Big Bend country of Texas. His best-remembered gunfight then occurred on January 31st, 1891, and he was working in conjunction with Texas Ranger Jim Putnam in the Glass Mountains north of Marathon, Texas. Now, the lawman had been seeking one Mr. Fine Gilliland, I gotta love these names, who was one of the murder of H.H. Poe. Now, as these things sometimes have, the two lawmen literally collided with Gilliland. As the desperado watched them approach, he eased a cocked six-shooter into his hand. Now, the weapon was obscured under a coat that was draped over the front of the saddles. All these guys are atop of their horses here. We've got the bad guy already set up and caught, good to go. Upon recognizing who Cook and Putnam were, that he recognized them as peace officers, Gilliland fired. The bullet smashed into Cook's knee, and then the second shot downed Cook's horse. Nevertheless, the officers killed Gilliland during the exchange of gunfire. So we've got a 16-year-old enlist, epileptic, trains whatever mountain he's on to accommodate him, still works, just a badass up and down the thing, survives the gunfight. But get this, during that gunfight, remember it says it hit his leg, well, Cook's leg mended stiff and straight, and it made it difficult thereafter for him to mount and ride. All right, so here we go. We got a guy who's a know nothing but law work, and you're thinking, all right, well, here them's the breaks, literally, and you're out of here. So I guess you're done. Well, think about how much determination this calls for here. Thalis Cook, at this time, you think, God, I still want to be a lawman. In exasperation, Cook goes to a doctor, asks him to re-break his leg and reset it with a slight bend to allow him to sit properly on the saddle once again. He finds a doctor, and they do this, and apparently it works because he's still out there working. Even on back in 1896, around September 27th, while tracking outlaws of the Glass Mountains again and further west in the Davis Mountains, Cook, along with Ranger Captain John R. Hughes, with a small group of other rangers, shot it out with cattle rustlers. Two of the rustlers were slain; one escaped. The lawmen all recovered the pilfered livestock and head on back. Mr. Thales Cook, this badass, finished out his twilight years, moved to eastern Texas, where he died near Marshall, Texas, on July 21st, 1918. We must reiterate, joins at the age of 16, carrying that good book with him wherever he goes, wants to shoot well, ride well, suffers from epilepsy, trains his horse to accommodate him, and he doesn't, alter his life. He knows what he wants in life, survives shootouts, has someone to break his legs so he can keep doing what he does. So every time we're looking at a goal in front of us, we might want to ask ourselves, do we want it as bad as Mr. Thales does? Are we just say, or we let things stop us? I don't know. I just had to pass that along because this guy is absolutely amazing. For more stuff like this, obviously, listen more to the podcast or go over to our blog, Indigenous Ability. Thousands of pages of such stuff. And, of course, you just want to hear stuff and read stuff. You actually want to start moving and living some of this lifestyle. Go over to our website, extremeselfprotection.com. Have a look around there. Scroll hundreds and hundreds upon hundreds of products and all this area frontier rough and tumble combat and applications and unleaded conditioning program. Anyway, take care of yourself, crew. If you don't mind, like, support, share the podcast. The algorithm gods smile kindly upon such a thing. Have a good one. Well, if you dig what we just discussed today, I'd like to invite you to like and subscribe to the podcast. Hell, support it if you want. I'm not your dad. Do what you want. And if you're a glutton for punishment, just visit our website, extremeselfprotection.com. You'll find links to the blog, all of our products, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more pages of like musings.